Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is your host, Rachel, here. And guess what? It is a solo episode today. Just me and you, you and me. Welcome back to all the biddies who come back week after week. Thank you for tuning in. And if you are new to this platform, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. This is episode 65. We have so many episodes to catch up on. And guess what? We're wrapping up season two in just a couple weeks. So you have a lot to listen to if you're new here. I really appreciate your support. Just as a reminder, if you like this content, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. Take a screenshot and send it to me on Instagram at Lipstick Bitties, along with your mailing address if you'd like something special to be sent to you. As you know, June has been a crazy, crazy time for me. Lots of stuff going on in my life. I'm sure you all have seen a lot of the stuff on the Instagram. We've had Moda on here with my Moda collab. We have new Pride merch in the merch stores, lipstickbitties.com. As a reminder, all of the Pride merch, 100% of the profits go to Trans Housing Coalition. We launched some new spring summer merch back a month ago. Like, lots of crazy stuff going on right now. It's been like a lot, but it's been like a really exciting time for me to see this platform grow and to be able to connect with all of you in a more meaningful way. And that kind of leads me into what this episode's going to be all about. And it's going to be a love letter to the brands who are supporting the Lipstick Bitties Atlanta meetup, which is on June 25th. So we have some amazing brands who supported the meetup in different ways. So I'm going to let you know what to expect from the meetup, what these brands have provided for you all, like graciously for you all, lots of really cool stuff. And yeah, what to expect. So first of all, like I said, the event is actually on June 25th. We only have a couple tickets left, so make sure to get it because it is ticketed and the prices do go up the day of the event if we have any left. And patrons get in for free. So if you don't know about the Patreon, it is the best way to support your girl as I build this community and this podcast. It is less than the price of a lipstick, as low as $5 a month for monthly bonus episodes. You get a merch pack, you get a podcast shout out, and so much more. And so every so often I like to treat my patrons to different things like early access, special discounts. So the Lipstick Bitties Atlanta meetup was one of those special times that I decided, fuck it, we're gonna treat the patrons. So patrons get into for free. You have to be an active Patreon member at the time of the meetup. So if you were eyeing signing up for the Patreon and really want to support me, that's the reason why I've been able to afford an editor and all these different things that I've been investing into this brand as it grows. So if you sign up for it now, you'll be able to get into the meetup for free. Just as a reminder, we also do virtual meetups in the Patreon. So for the $10 tier, we do virtual meetups. So check it out, especially if you are someone who wants to join in on the monthly meetups. We will be announcing our June meetup very soon. So keep an eye on the Instagram. If you cannot attend the meetup and you want to be included in some way without, you know, coming to the meetup, feel free to use any of the affiliate codes mentioned during this episode and affiliate links in the show notes. I will be noting both verbally and in the show notes which ones are affiliate links. Some of them I do get a small commission for, so it's a great way to pay it forward if you're interested in shopping with any of these brands and also supporting me as a creator. So what will be included? First of all, It is going to be at a really, really fun venue. It's a brewery that's nearby me. We actually did it at the same place last time. It is super spacious, super bright and light out, has great food, great drinks. So that'll be available for purchase. And the first 20 people get gift bags that are valued over $250 worth of sponsored merchandise and an entry into our raffle of sponsored products. And the raffle has over $750 in prizes. Like, I want to win this raffle, guys. I'm kind of pissed that I have to raffle it off because it's the shit that I want. And you're going to find out what we're raffling off now. I'm also going to be doing a giveaway for those of you who cannot make the meetup on the Instagram. I'm going to be raffling off one of our sponsored gift bags. So keep an eye out for that. That way you guys can feel included. So of course, I'm going to include some lipstick bitties swag in the bags. You're going to have first look at never before released merch, as well as a chance to be a guest on the Lipstick Bitties podcast. We're gonna have a professional photographer coming, so feel free to show off your looks, but no pressure because there is no dress code. It's a very like casual space, but if you're like local in Atlanta, you know that people come dressed to the nines and also jeans and a t-shirt. So please feel free to come however you like, however you feel comfortable. And it is a mix and mingle. So you're going to meet all different types of creatives from Atlanta. We even have people flying in from out of state, driving in from out of state. Last year we had people from Tennessee. As Tennessee coming in, this time we have people flying in. It's going to be wild. You know, people who work in film, people that work in print, people that work in special events and bridal. We have photographers coming to network. We also have models coming. So there's really something for everybody. And it's just a chance to meet people in a low pressure environment. And it's not so like uptight. Like, I feel like I've been to these networking events where it's like super uptight. I can tell you that last year it was so much fun. Everybody, you know, because it's a smaller group. Like, I feel like 20 people isn't like a huge group. It's not super intimidating. And everybody's able to sit at a table and talk and have fun together. And it didn't feel very like closed off or clicky. And that was like my goal for it. And a lot of the people who came to last year's event were people I'd never even met before and have become really close friends, really good acquaintances, colleagues. Some people have been guests on the podcast that I met at the meetup. So it's been really fucking cool. I actually just got, I'm sure you saw on my Instagram as well, I just got hot pink koozies. So if you were at last year's meetup or if you've bought some swag from the merch store, I always include a cup koozie with it if it's something that I'm mailing out. And I have the neon yellow ones, so now I have the neon pink ones. So you could add it to your collection. And if you don't drink, don't worry, you could put your LaCroix in there as well. It is any can you want, keeps it nice and cold. So anyways, I digress. So future, and just so you know, we're gonna have future mini meetups. And just to throw it out there, I do have some travel dates that you guys may want to take note of. So from June 29th to July 12th, I will be in New York City and Long Island. And this is my first announcement of my West Coast, quote, tour. It's so weird to say this. My West Coast tour. So I'm going to be in LA on August 4th through 16th. I'm going to be in Portland from the 16th through 18th and Seattle from the 19th through the 22nd. So if you're on the ground for any of these cities, LA, Portland, and Seattle, and you want to help me organize a mini meetup, it's going to be something low key. It's going to be something at a restaurant, coffee shop, something very low key as I'm traveling. But if you're on the ground in any of those cities and want to help me with that, please, please, please get in touch with me. I'm also going to be working. So if you are looking for anybody for your projects, or if you need an assistant or someone to take behind the scenes, I'm always down to come on set and wash your brushes and take pictures for you. So I'm really excited to go. I'm really excited to see how small I can condense my kit in time. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. Like I said, always keep tuned into the Instagram and make sure that you're subscribed to the notifications so that you can be in the loop for it. For some reason, the algorithm like has been really sucking for me recently. And like, I know you guys are not seeing all my posts and it's really annoying. So please turn on the notifications so that you don't miss all of these announcements as they come closer. Yeah, and I'm super excited about it. I cannot wait to meet some of you for the very first time, especially in those cities. I've never been to Seattle. I've never been to Seattle. So yeah, and even if you can't come, Instagram. If you have any recommendations, please let me know. If you have a couch for me to crash on, I'm looking at spaces to stay at. So I'm going to be like the traveling makeup artist for that time. Anyways, so let's go into my love letter to my sponsors. So I'm going to list them off real quick. So we have Lippy Book, Muse Beauty Pro, Esom Cosmetics, Nor Costco, Suva Beauty, Ruby May Cosmetics, B3 Bomb, Youthphoria, Melanie Mills Hollywood, Danessa Myricks Beauty, Moda Brush, Corrective Chiropractic Decatur, and BAM Candles. Thank you all so much for being sponsors of the Lipstick Bitties podcast. I'm going to be including all of their social media information and, like I said, affiliate links or, you know, just website links so you can check out their brands in the show notes. So let's get into it and let's break it down. Let's talk about these brands. Let's talk about what they're so graciously donating. And also, I want to tell you guys why I love these fucking brands, because they're all incredible. So first up is Lippy Book. So Lippy Book is an incredible brand owned by Rachel, who's been on the podcast before. She is based in Texas. She is fucking amazing. She's a photographer as well as a makeup artist and an entrepreneur. So we love Rachel, okay? She is donating travel kits for every single attendee. Every single attendee is going to be getting a little Lippy Book travel kits. She's also donating 2 pro Lippy Books, 1 baby pro Lippy Book. And she also was able to sponsor the actual event photography and some of the decor. Lippy Book, thank you so much, Rachel, for supporting the Lipstick Bitties podcast. I myself use my Lippy Book Pro on set almost every single gig. If you've never seen the Lippy Book, it's basically like a little makeup portfolio, and it has little slots to put all your makeup in, as well as different pouches and like magnetized portions. So it keeps everything really, really organized, and it's really, really cute and sleek. It has a handle. It also goes right over your Zooka bag. It has a crossbody strap. It has everything. She's thought of everything. And make sure to keep in the loop with her, because they have some exciting new launches coming up. Super, super luxe thing to have in your kit to carry all your items. And I'm telling you, if you're someone who is struggling keeping organized, it makes it dummy proof. Like, it takes away the I need to figure out how to organize it. It just has the slots and you put them in there. And like I said, they are so, so, so well made. There is a reason why everybody has a Lippy Book. So you're going to be in the club. And if you are coming to the meetup, you're going to have a little mini. It's so cute. So the next up on our list is Muse Beauty Pro with Esom Cosmetics. They are donating a mascara for every person. And they also donated a brush set as well as a travel kit, hand sanitizer, and a brush cleaner for the raffle. I think you guys have probably seen my like posts about this. If you haven't, the mascara that they're donating, guys, is like incredible. First of all, it's cruelty-free. It is really great volumizing mascara. It is the only thing I've been using right now, to be honest. I was using Rare Beauty and it has taken over. Keep grabbing it. Every time I use a different one, I'm like, shit, this is like the best. So if you wanna see it in action, check my TikTok, check my Instagram so you can see what it looks like. But it is such a good formula. It is such a good formula. So it's definitely one that I would keep in my kit as well as use for myself. And everybody's going to get one. So thank you so much for sponsoring the meetup. One of the owners of Muse Beauty Pro, as a reminder, is Alphonse Weibel. And he has been on the podcast as well. I met him at the makeup show. He's an incredible makeup artist. And his interview, you got to go back and listen to it. A lot of these people have been interviewed, but his is really inspiring. And I really love talking to him and connecting with him. He really extends a lot of opportunities for smaller creators. He really like looks for people to partner with that he sees something in. And I'm just so fortunate to have connected with him. And the very first time meeting him, he was so generous and gracious with me. So I'm really excited to have them be a part of this meetup. Next up is Nor Costco. So if you're an Atlanta local, you will know what Nor Costco is. If you are not local to Atlanta, you may not know what Nor Costco is, but is the only pro beauty supply store here in Atlanta. So it is where you go for every single thing. So think about like a Sephora or an Ulta on steroids. Like, it has like everything you need, from beauty to special effects to equipment. It has so much prosthetics. It has transfers. It has everything. I always go there and I get lost. The owner, Megan, has been super supportive of me and the Lipstick Bitties community. She also, she had sponsored last year's meetup, and she is just very all about community, and she's always looking for ways to encourage more community. She does events with Norcosco, which I think are going to be picking up again. It's where I was able to go for a powder group seminar when I first moved to Atlanta. Like, Norcosco is one of those places that really connects people, just like what I'm trying to do with Lipstick Biddies. I went to an airbrush course there. They're fucking incredible. And they do have a pro discount. So if you do go there, make sure to apply for the pro discount. I believe it's 20% off. And they are all so, so nice there. They will help you out with whatever you need. Norcosco partnered with some of their friends at Graftobian and Krylon. So they're going to be donating a few things for the gift bags, as well as something for the raffle. So thank you again, Norcosco and Megan. You're fucking awesome. Okay, next one, Suva Beauty. Okay, Suva Beauty has been like one of my favorite brands. And I feel like this is such like a full circle moment, because Suva Beauty has been one of my favorite brands since I feel like I started doing makeup. I'm sure you're familiar with their Hydra Liner. So they're actually donating for the meetup. Everybody gets a Doodle D and a Doodle Do Hydra Liner. So they're basically like a split water activated liner. And it's like neon yellow, neon blue, neon pink, and neon orange. And so you can pretty much do any color combination with those and mix them too. They have a lot of UV reactive paints. They also have their new Opaques, which is like a cream pigment formula. Obsessed, obsessed, obsessed. They even have one of the Opaques formula is literally like a black light reactive pigment, and it's clear, and you can mix it into any of the Opaques to make anything UV reactive. They also just released something similar in the water activated thing that was, it's just a clear UV pigment. It's so cool. Such innovative products. I met Shayna, the owner, at the makeup show this past May, and she is so funny, guys. She's so down to earth and so funny and so generous, and they always are raising money for good causes as well, all about community as well. They're based in Toronto, I believe. They're in Canada, so I'm so sad that I can't like go like harass them in person and tell them how much I love them. But yeah, Suva Beauty, great company. Thank you for supporting the meetup. Next up is Ruby May Cosmetics. So they are donating some of their Rainbow Vibes palettes, which I'm excited about. If you do not know Ruby May Cosmetics, I've actually worked with them quite a few times. They were the first brand that I ever worked with at the makeup show. So I actually worked 3 makeup shows with them. I worked twice in person in New York City with them at their actual booth. And that was the very first time that I ever was at the makeup show. So they were my first introduction to that. And then they also offered me a position to do a live demo for the virtual makeup show. And that's something that I've always wanted to do. And literally it was a dream come true that they asked me to do this. I've always wanted to do a demo for the makeup show. And Ruby May Cosmetics and Nikki, who is the owner, gave me the opportunity to do so. And I will never, ever, ever forget it. They are an incredible company based out of Palm Springs, California. And their like star products in my eyes are their, first of all, their vegan lashes. Incredible. If you're someone who likes mink lashes and are trying to go cruelty-free, they're really like such high quality and so fluffy. They're not too heavy and they give that like wow 3D factor that the mink ones do, but they're cruelty-free. So definitely one of my top picks. The other top picks is pretty much any of their eyeshadows or glitters. They have their formula for their bright eyeshadows is like top notch, the best pressed powder formulas I think I've ever used. And they're at a really, really, really affordable price point and do run sales quite often. So make sure to check out Ruby May. I also love they have their pressed glitter palettes, which are really fun too. So they have so much to check out. Make sure to check them out. Thanks, Nikki and the Ruby May team, for being so supportive as always. The next up is B3 Bomb. So our friends at B3 Bomb, we've actually interviewed Julia before on the podcast, the owner, Julia Dalton Brush. She is fucking incredible. I love her. They donated for the event a deluxe oil sampler for every attendee. So you get little mini bottles of their top 3 selling oils. And we are also raffling off their beauty wand, which is like an electromagnetic wand that tightens and firms the skin and also helps your skincare penetrate deeper into your skin. So it's something that I use on myself, and it's something I also have in my kit because it adds a little bit of that wow factor. It's a pretty fancy, like, you know, high tech item. So when you pull that out for a client, they're like, holy shit, what is that? And it really adds to the experience. So I have one in my kit as well. It's something that I use in almost every single makeup application. I am an affiliate with B3. So if you'd like to check out their line, some of my favorite products from the B3 line would be the Estrella oil. I love the squalene oil. I love the under eye cream. And they have like a body balm. Like that's like a body, like it's not a body butter and it's not a body oil. It's like a thick, like creamy oil. It's a balm, right? It is so good. I go through this literally like water and I'm already out of mine again. So pretty much everything is my favorite from B3 Balm. They pretty much own all my skincare. My skin has never looked better. I first started using it in my Pro Kit because makeup wears so well on top of it. Julia works in film and TV, so she needed to make something that, you know, worked well in film and TV and held up the makeup really well. So I started using it in my kit, and then I started using it on myself when I realized how amazing these products really were to use like as your skincare routine, not just the makeup prep. And my skin has never looked better. Personally, as I've gotten older, using less active ingredients and more like, I hate to use the word clean because we know there's like no real like qualifiers on clean, but I'm saying like things with no added fragrance, things with minimal ingredients that are just like one ingredient, things like their oils, a lot of them are just one ingredient. They have done wonders for my skin. So I love B3. If you'd like to support me, make sure to check the link in bio. My affiliate link does give me commission for sales. So I appreciate it if you'd like to shop through me. Next up on the list is Youthphoria, again, another pod guest. So Fiona Cochan has been a podcast guest in the past. She is the founder of Youthphoria. They went viral on TikTok with their BYO blush, which is like a blush oil that reacts to the pH in your skin, super dewy, looks very natural, and every skin tone works on the lightest of light to the deepest of deep skin tones because it kind of like picks up on the undertones of your skin. Super beautiful makeup you could sleep in is their tagline. You know, no harmful ingredients, environmentally safe. They have really, really cute glosses. So everybody is going to be getting a lip gloss from them in their gift bag. And then also for the raffle, they're including it's like a set with a brush. It's like a blush brush, a BYO blush, the blush oil, and then their pregame primer, which is their most recent launch, which is a really, really excellent primer, good for all skin types. I also just like really love the packaging, and they're just like such a fun brand to watch on social media, the way that they do content. And also one of their social media managers, Abigail Coleman, has been on the podcast too. We love Youthphoria. Thank you for supporting the meetup. Next up is Melanie Mills Hollywood. All these people have been podcast guests. So Melanie Mills actually was like a season two premiere guest. Melanie Mills is awesome. She is donating for the event. We have a sexy sampler, which has basically little samples of every single one of her Gleam Face and Body Radiance lotion. And then she also donated one of their brush cleaners for the raffle, and the brush cleaner is incredible. You can shop with Melanie Mills using my affiliate code if you'd like to support me. The affiliate code is LipstickBitties, super easy. And Melanie Mills, first of all, she's an amazing person. She is all about community. She is opening up her own pro makeup store in Nashville. So if you're a Nashville bitty, she is going to be opening up a new makeup store. I'm not sure exactly when the actual launch date is, but it is called The Makeup Altar. So they're on Instagram. Make sure to follow them so that you're in the loop when they open. I'm definitely going to take a road trip there because I'm really excited, because not only are they going to be offering pro makeup supplies, they're also going to have like crystals and tarot cards. So it's like all of those things all wrapped in one, all my favorite things. So I'm really excited about that. As far as my favorite products from the Melanie Mills Gleam line, I love their Gleam Face and Body Radiance. It's something that I use on almost every client that needs body makeup. The opalescent shade is like pearly white, but all of her shades are universal, so you could still use it on the deepest of deep skin tones, and it just gives like a beautiful glow to the skin. It's not too shimmery, which is what I love about it. My other shade that I use the most is Deep Gold, because I have a lot of deep skin clients, and it gives like a really, really warm, sun-kissed look to the skin. I also, her setting spray had went viral on TikTok. Her setting spray is like top-notch setting spray. It really holds every single thing in. And like you said, their brush soap is incredible as well. It's actually a collaboration with Rebels and Outlaws. So if you have the Rebels and Outlaws soap, it's like the same like formula, and it has a little piece of rose quartz, so you can infuse your brushes with love as well, because we love our brushes, and it's a very methodical thing, washing your brushes and, you know, infusing them with good energy and love is always really appreciated. Make sure to check out Melanie. Like I said, amazing, incredible products. Pro staple, seriously. And if you've never heard about the Gleam specifically, like if you're gonna go buy the body, if you're gonna go buy the setting spray, like go get the Gleam as well. Get the sexy sampler, get like one of each so you could test them out and see what you like the best. And also she has little 1.5 ounce bottles of the Gleam, which are perfect sizes for my pro kit. So that's what I have in my pro kit. Hot tip. Thank you, Melanie, for sponsoring the meetup. Next up is Danessa Myricks Beauty. Do we need any more of an introduction? Queen Danessa Myricks, we love her. Of course, I'm a Danessa Myricks angel. I'm a freelancer for Danessa Myricks. I love the brand. It's pretty much my whole entire kit. If you are not familiar with Danessa Myricks, you might be living under a rock, because at this point she's at Sephora, so everybody knows her. So she donated one of her Vision Flushes, which is her liquid blush color, which you could also use on your lips and your eyes. Everything that she has is multi-use, and the shade Bread and Butter. I got to pick the shade. So Bread and Butter is like one of those universal complementary blush shades that's great for every skin tone and skin undertone. So everybody gets one of those that attends. If you are shopping with Danessa Myricks Beauty, of course, star products, I would say, are the Color Fix in every shade, especially foils. Foils add such a pop of glitter to any look that it's like idiot proof, this makeup. I also use the Vision Cream Cover, which is her foundation. And then she just launched the Yummy Skin Foundation, which if you like something a little bit more dewy or you want a better shade range, that is your go-to formula. She also just launched the Yummy Skin Balm Powder, which is great for oily skin types. That's what I've been using on myself every single day. It is not very full coverage. It is very sheer to medium coverage. Like I say, like, you know, light to medium coverage, but it's perfect for oily skin. So if you're really oily, it's gonna be like your favorite product, especially for the summer. So thank you, Danessa, for sponsoring the meetup. Next up is Moda Brush. I mean, we had a whole episode about Moda Brush last week. First of all, we are celebrating Pride with my collaboration with them. They picked me as their Moda Maven for the month, and my favorite brush set with them is the Totally Electric Full Face Kit. So it was only fitting that we would raffle off a set of those brushes. They're incredible, all synthetic brushes, super fun colors. It comes in like a holographic case, and then everybody gets in their gift bag a mini set of 3 face brushes, and it's like they're colorful brushes along with that holographic set. They're super, super cute for travel. And like I said, we're gonna be raffling off one of the full sets. That is my favorite one that we're featuring for the month. I am an affiliate with them. The code to use at checkout is LipstickBiddies. We're making it easy for you all. If you shop with them in the month of June, it is for 20% off, and I'm donating part of my commission to celebrate Pride to the Trans Housing Coalition. So if you'd like to celebrate Pride and shop for a good cause, make sure to use my commission code at checkout so that I can donate part of my sale towards that. Moda Brush is owned by Roiland Langnickel, which also owns Omnia. I have a collaboration with them as well. They've just been an incredible company to work with. Really good people. They really support the pro community. They're great to partner with if you are just, you want someone to take a chance on you, especially if you are just getting into this. They're a brand that really is supportive of creators and people that are passionate about their products. I love, like I said, how they're synthetic. The entire Moda line of the brushes under Royal Langnickel is cruelty-free and vegan synthetic brushes, and they all come in all sorts of really fun colors. And also, if you're like looking to shop for more, the Pro line, if you want something a little bit more sleek and a little bit more pro shapes, they have pro line brush sets, which are incredible. They also have a falsy fan, which is another one of my favorite brushes from them. So you could really coat the lashes after you apply your false lashes, seal them all together. They also have a bold artistry kit, which is like every shape that you would ever need for any type of liner that you would ever want to do in your life. So that is like my second favorite kit, the Bold Artistry kit. Thank you, Moda, for always being so supportive. I love you all. The next one is Corrective Chiropractic Decatur. I was like, chiropractors and makeup, like peanut butter and jelly. So Kara, Dr. Kara, who's my chiropractor at the office, I was talking to her about the event. I was like, you know what? Like, if you guys want to sponsor it, I feel like this would be like a good match. And she was like, of course. So they are donating for the raffle. They have a handmade Epsom salt soap. They have an hour massage or flex, like a stretching session. So you have your choice of a hour massage or an hour stretching session and a free chiropractic consultation. It is so important for makeup artists to take care of their bodies. I'm pretty sure that all of you have chiropractors already. So if you don't, and if you're looking for one that's close by to the Atlanta metro area, it's really convenient to get to. It's right in Oakhurst Village. It's super convenient. And they are just great there. They're all so friendly, just like a great space to go and relax. I know that I feel a lot better since I've been seeing them. I get adjustments almost every week. And then they also have exercise equipment. So thank you for sponsoring the meetup. And I'm excited that someone's going to get some TLC. I'm really jealous of the people that win this raffle. Like, you're going to get an hour-long massage. I want an hour-long massage. So thank you again, Kara, for donating to the meetup. Our last sponsor is BAM Candles. So our friend Brandon Miller, who I actually stayed with in Chicago when I went to the makeup show. He is a fellow makeup artist here. He is incredible, and he has his own makeup line, or, oh my gosh, he has his own candle, maybe makeup line, Brandon, if you're listening, makeup line too. He has his own candle line, and his candles are literally, so Brandon sent me like a set of his candles. I'm happy to try them. I'm always excited. So I tried them, and I was like, I literally was like, Brandon, these are the best candles that I've ever used. They smell incredible. My thing is, like, if you open a candle and it doesn't smell like immediately before you light it, there's something wrong. And his candles smell incredible. They're with wood wicks, so they crackle, and it's, you know, makes it very like homey and romantic when you light the candles. So he sent a couple candles as well as one of his new room sprays, which I got to test out prior to him launching them officially. They are incredible. I spray them in my sheets, guys, and they make your sheets smell so good, and they don't like go away immediately. Like, I feel like a lot of sprays, you spray it and like goes away immediately. It lingers for like a good while. So I love them. They refresh my sheets. You could use them on set to set your space if there's any funky smells. Please check out his candles. He also has a solid brush cleaner too. Brandon, you're doing the damn thing. I appreciate you for sponsoring this meetup. So that's pretty much it. Like I said, these brands are all like top-notch fucking incredible brands. Especially the brand owners are all very just amazing, amazing people to support something like this. I feel like sometimes, you know, you get that imposter syndrome, like, who am I to be asking brands to sponsor an event? Especially if you've never done something like this, or if you are wanting to, it's intimidating to like ask people to be sponsors, because it comes out of their budget. They're believing in you and donating their product or their money because they believe in you, because they believe in the message, believe in your brand, believe in your event. So I cannot tell you how much it meant to me to have this many brands want to collaborate on this. And I know that every event going forward, it's just going to keep getting better and better. And I always will know that these brands especially supported me when, you know, we were just starting. That's like the most important part. People that see something in you when you aren't like, you know, like you're like smaller. You're like a smaller business or a smaller creator. And that's a lot of people come to me and they say like, you know, you're really good about plugging brands. And I'm like, you know, it's just like the circle of life, you know, the people that want to get into content creating understand this, but even just makeup artists making relationships with brands and brand owners, you never know where that relationship's going to lead you. A lot of these people who own these brands are makeup artists as well. You could be assisting them at another gig, you know, in the future. You never know. So something as simple as tagging a product means so much to a lot of these brands. And even if you have a second to talk about a product, even more, it really helps these brands out. And I'm happy to do my part to boost the stuff that I like. I would never share anything that I don't like. And I wouldn't have asked these brands if I didn't really fully love, appreciate, and respect and admire both the brand owners, the brands themselves, and the products that they put out being things that I use regularly in my pro makeup kit, my personal collection, or both in most cases. So please check out those brands. Like I said, the meetup is going to be on June 25th, which is in 2 weeks. Make sure to get your tickets. There's only a couple tickets left. Like, I'm not lying. You know, some people are like, they're like, low tickets. No, guys, like, there's only literally like 2 tickets. So please go buy your ticket now. Do not get locked out. And the prices go up the day of the event if by chance those tickets don't sell out in the next week, which I really think that they will. It's on June 25th from 5 to 9 p.m. The link for the tickets will be in the show notes. It's always in my bio, as well as the website lipstickbiddies.com. To get your ticket, again, patrons get in for free if you are active at the time of the event. So make sure to check out the Patreon too. And I think that's pretty much it. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Make sure to check out the brands. Do a little shopping if you are interested in doing so with the affiliate codes and affiliate links that I mentioned. Especially if you are unable to attend the event and you want to support your girl, that is a great way to do so. Or shop the merch store. I mean, shop the merch store, guys. Seriously. Check out the new... I feel like I haven't even like plugged this enough. I feel like there's so many things I'm talking about, but like the new spring summer designs are incredible. Please go check them out. They're like hand-drawn designs. They're so freaking cool. And I love them and I want you guys to have them. And I know so many people already have them and I'm really excited to see everybody wearing them on set. It's like always so like cool when I see people wearing them. So if you do have any of the merch, make sure to tag me at Lipstick Biddies so I can share your post. I love seeing them out and about. But yeah, so pretty much that is it. Get ready for a few more episodes of season 2. Our last episode is going to be the first week of July, and then we're going to be taking a summer off. We're going to take the summer break, and then we're going to come back with season 3 and even more amazing guests and amazing interviews. Thank you all who are listening for supporting me. Trust and believe, every single repost, every time you guys DM me has been so appreciated and motivating for me to do more of these events. And, you know, like I said, I'm traveling more and I would love to one day be able to do these big ass meetups with all these sponsors and like actually do them in multiple cities, like multiple times per year. It just takes the support of you guys to help this platform grow. So keep doing what you're doing. I love you all and I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to the Lipstick Biddies podcast. To receive a special surprise from the head biddy in charge in the mail, make sure to drop a review in the app and DM your screenshot to me at Lipstick Biddies. Remember, you are a badass fucking biddy. See you next week.